right, episode 95. We're back, Rob.
Welcome to Sports Talk.
Yeah. Welcome to Sports. It's a little hot in the studio today, too. Are you feeling a little hot in here?
Well, it's hot outside.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It is permeating the walls of our
I think it's the hottest
building.
Year ever, too, isn't it? Isn't
easily,
it just hot
it's
everywhere?
It's easily the hottest year ever.
It's melting everywhere. So, uh-oh.
There's no more snow. Yeah. We're not going to see snow anymore. Atlanta used to get...
Snow's the thing of the past, man.
We used to get, I would say, three times a year, get a good little snow.
Three times a year?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Okay. I never lived here when we had snow three times a year.
Oh, yeah. You'd get, you'd get a good two. I mean, school would be canceled. You'd get a good 2-3 inches. I think it was in 1980. It was Snow Jam 1980. And okay. It was like...
That's getting it old school.
I remember being at school and you got the call and it was like, it just started dumping snow and panic in the streets.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
And it was like, and we were all stuck at school and like half the kids didn't make it home and had to
That was in the '80s?
I think it was 1980.
Cause that just happened a few years back with our kids.
I think there was the OG Snow Jam.
Wow.
I think was 1980. We'd have to look it up. But yeah, half the kids had to spend the night at school.
All right. I feel like traffic and weather is up next, right? We started talking about sports talk and now we're talking about the weather. It's hilarious.
It is a hot front.
All right. So last time we talked about Atlanta stuff, Atlanta business.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought it would be fun to keep the Atlanta train rolling and chat about Atlanta sports teams.
Atlanta sports teams.
We love sports. We've talked about sports before.
Sports are great.
Kyler and I have done a baseball logo thing, yep. Just from a design perspective in the past. We love sports.
You've done a bunch of NFL.
I've worked on logo work. Yeah, I've worked on sports leagues. Sports are inherently challenging for a multitude of different reasons, but sports are fun. You know, sports is pain also.
Sports is love and pain and heartbreak and glory and all the things.
Yeah, if you think about brands, you know, it's hard to find another business vertical, I guess, than sports that have such emotional attachment to a brand. I mean, you can love a brand like, oh, I love Apple computers.
Yeah.
Or, oh, I love Adidas. We've talked about Adidas. Yeah. I love Nike. I love everything Nike. You know. But like, I still think that kind of pales in comparison to like the love and admiration and the opposite, the hatred.
Well, there's a reason that people say I'm a diehard Braves fan or I'm a diehard, you know.
And fan being short for fanatic.
Steelers fan or whatever it is.
Yeah.
People, the ups and downs, the agony of defeat.
Yeah.
You know,
and you identify with sport, you know, like it's intense, man. I mean, so from a branding perspective, it's kind of interesting,
mm-hmm.
you know. And sports is kind of going through some stuff now. I know we've had a lot of stuff with the NFL. You mentioned the NFL. You know, I worked on, two or three of the teams, I think. In yesteryear, and you know they're going through it with the Washington team, right? Rebranding and all that stuff
right.
like that. You know, there's a big push to get rid of the Native American mascots.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing. We've got the Braves here.
The Braves used to have Chief Nakahoma.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
He had a teepee out in the outfield.
Yeah. I mean, we can't have teepees in the outfield
no.
anymore. That's not a thing.
No.
You know,
the tomahawk chop.
Yeah. Yeah. Now correct me if I'm wrong. That came from Deion Sanders when he came to the Braves, right? That wasn't a Braves legacy.
That was
thing,
not
right?
a Braves legacy thing.
He brought that from Florida State because that was a Florida State thing,
right?
I think, right?
Right.
Okay, but point being, it's been 30 years or so.
I mean,
it's still happening, right? Yeah. Now I do know the Braves retired a bunch of their iconography, right, and logos and symbols, but still kept the mascot, the Braves, and still have the tomahawk on the front of the jersey. But that's about it. There's no other.
No, they used to have the guy. I mean, the
used to be the guy with the feathers.
Guy with the feather and all the thing. But
all that stuff is gone.
That's gone.
You know, the Cleveland Indians, rebranded to the Guardians.
Right.
Right. So a lot of the stuff is kind of going away, which is interesting. But Atlanta's got, we got all the sports teams, man. You know?
We got all the sports teams. We got all the sports ball is played here now.
Yeah. Yeah. And we had a lot of birds. A lot of birds were our mascots, right? We got Hawks. Falcons, when the Thrashers were here, a lot of people don't know the Thrasher is actually the state bird of Georgia.
Correct. The Brown Thrasher.
The Brown Thrasher.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah. So when we had a hockey team, our second hockey team, was the Thrashers, of course. We've got United, right? Atlanta United. We've talked about them a lot.
We have the Dream, the Atlanta Dream.
We have the Dream.
WNBA team.
Yes, absolutely. We've also got some of the extracurricular, professional lacrosse, I believe. The Georgia Swarm. Is it lacrosse?
I think that's the lacrosse team.
Yeah, the Georgia Swarm.
Admittedly, not a huge.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to be inclusive and not stick to just the Big Four or the Big Five, right?
Mm-hmm.
But of all the sports brands, I guess, what's your kind of favorite brand or name or forget about performance and if they won or lost or anything like that, just in terms of like branding and whatnot.
So it's one of the great sports branding success stories, certainly that I can think of. And I would say that arguably it's accepted as one of those. And I would say it was sort of the birth of Atlanta United.
Yeah.
In terms of a brand. I mean, we had nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, historically speaking, we're talking about the soccer team, Atlanta United, if anybody doesn't know, MLS team. Historically we had the Atlanta Chiefs.
Yeah.
And we flirted with soccer in the past.
Sure, sure.
But it really wasn't until Arthur Blank, who owns the Falcons as well, came along and decided to bring MLS team to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And that launched obviously a full campaign for the name. I mean, they did, they crowdsourced the name. Remember that?
Yeah.
They crowdsourced all the name and the logo and the kits and everything that comes along with it.
Yeah.
And I think that, you had a lot. It was kind of the perfect storm, meaning not only I think is the design great the whole look and the feel of everything great, but I think maybe more importantly, how they rolled it out and how they implemented the brand strategy and the brand launch is what made it so successful. And what I mean by that is the front office from day one. Now, Don and I were both founding members.
Yeah.
So as soon as they announced, hey, we got a team.
Yeah.
We got in line for season tickets. Like we are all in. And as soon as you did that, just the stream of communications from the front office and everything they did leading up to it, we're sending you little prizes in the mail and everything was amazingly well executed.
Yeah.
And so I think by the time the first match rolled around, which was an interesting story in and of itself, they of course were building Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which is where Atlanta United was going to play.
Yeah.
That was delayed because it's, I don't know, ginormous.
Yeah, exactly.
And has the world's largest retractable roof and all that.
There was something with the steel. Do you remember all this stuff?
The roof. The steel was all about the roof.
Yeah, exactly.
So subsequently ended up playing the very first games at Georgia Tech's Bobby Dodd Stadium.
Yeah, absolutely.
And everybody, I think, at first was like, oh, this is not going to go.
This isn't what I thought it was going to be.
Bleachers and da-da-da. Well, come to find out, that was – and I'm off on a tangent now.
That's all right. I'm here for it.
That was – probably the best thing that could have happened to him.
Absolutely.
Because all of a sudden you're in Atlanta, you're staring at downtown Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got amazing tailgates with the supporters groups involved.
Oh, fantastic.
Everybody's marching into the stadium together.
Straight fire.
And despite the fact that you couldn't really get a beer anywhere, the camaraderie, everybody stood up the entire time.
Oh, it was awesome.
Jam-packed
in. Goosebumps. So you're just telling the story right
now. And it was incredible.
Yeah. The vibe was so
it was amazing.
Unreal.
So it didn't even take – and I think a lot of that, again, had to do with – the marketing strategy and the build-up and the launch and the rollout and how well it was executed. Now, you also had – Atlanta was ripe for it. I mean, soccer has grown just by leaps and bounds in popularity over the past two decades, really.
For sure.
And Atlanta's always had such a strong youth soccer program historically that they were coming of age, right?
Absolutely.
And it was time to participate.
Yeah, yeah. Plus, I think what's interesting to note about – United coming into such a booming metropolitan area is that we do have a lot of transplants, obviously.
Yeah.
Myself being, even though I've been here over 20 some odd years, there's a lot of people that came with existing baggage. Like you mentioned, oh, I'm a Steeler fan. I'm a this fan. I'm a fan of this baseball team or that, whatever, right? But United is new. There's no conflicts with anything else. And it's, I live here.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm into sports. I'm going to go check it out. You know, and it was an accessible price point, super fun product. Well put together messaging, strategy, brand, everything.
And soccer is such an international sport.
Yeah.
We have a great international population in Atlanta, too. So everybody could embrace it.
Absolutely.
And there was no reason not to love it.
For sure. For sure.
Right.
All right. So United is your favorite.
That's probably my favorite.
Okay.
And then we had a dominant team and went out to win the cup. And
this
it was
is true.
Amazing.
This is true.
We won't talk about the state of affairs.
No,
right
we're
now.
In the doldrums right now. I mean, it's cyclical. I do remember turning to my oldest that went to cup and was like, you have got to enjoy this right now because this, although it feels like this is going to happen every year, it doesn't happen every year.
The pinnacle.
I mean, it's And the love and joy in that building when we did win, it was unreal. Yeah, and you were there with your dad.
I was there with my dad. Yeah, you were there with your daughter, and I was there with my dad.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was amazing.
It was absolutely amazing. So, I mean, it's
to go from zero to that.
I know.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
Was
pretty legit, man. Pretty legit. So. All right, well, I'm gonna throw a wrench in a monkey wrench.
Do it.
Monkey wrench in the machine? I don't even know what I'm saying here.
Sure.
But from a brand perspective of Atlanta sports teams, I'm gonna kick it to a team that doesn't even exist anymore and say Fire. Hockey. Mm. Right?
Okay.
Or the Flames. Excuse me. The Flames. Now the Flames left Atlanta and moved to Calgary.
Right.
Right. North of the border. Doesn't
matter. I don't remember when they moved.
I wasn't here when that happened.
Yeah,
or whatever.
It was 80s.
I mean, but I would say of all, so like United, it's a great story. Don't get me wrong. There was a little bit, and I'm a believer and I'm a season ticket holder and I love United, you know, there was a little bit of, we picked a name that is very prevalent in the soccer community. You know what I mean? Now that ties into the whole brand story of how Atlanta is international that you mentioned, and it is a coming together of all the different things, and we are united. That's what makes it so great, you know. And the fact that they executed against that so well definitely lives up to it. But I think from a brand perspective, the fact that, hey, we started off this pod saying it's hot as can be, right?
Yeah.
Hockey in the South, hockey is obviously a cold, you know, northern ice, you know, like all the good stuff, right? So I love the fact that you go against
Fire and Ice.
Yeah, yeah. You go against, you know, the common convention, right? Uh-huh. And it's like, no, hey, we're the Flames, you know? And yeah, it's hot down here and we're gonna embrace it. We got this cool A logo that's got the flame in it.
It was a cool logo.
You know, yeah, I mean, so even though I wasn't here to appreciate all that, I still love the throwbacks. I love that narrative, you know? I don't know how successful the team was here when they played.
I'm not going to lie. I think I went to more Thrashers games than I ever did Flames games.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean two games.
So
I don't remember all that to say. I don't remember how successful they
were. Yeah. So I was out west when the Sharks expanded in the Bay Area and there was no hockey in the Bay Area. I mean, there were the Kings down in LA. Always were because Gretzky, right? Was there for a little blip. And I remember being out there and the Sharks, you know, and everybody caught up. It was so awesome. It was like, oh my God, this is great. So, and then cut to, I was working at Turner when Ted still owned, Ted Turner owned still everything, right? And he bought into that franchise, into the NHL and was, hey, we're bringing it back, you know?
Right.
And I was actually at CNN Center when they announced the name and everything. And here's the jerseys and stuff like that. It was actually really, really cool. And everyone was like, oh, that's the state bird. Like nobody even, it was pretty funny. And so I love the Thrashers, man. I was like, oh, I just want if they can just win, just get in there, just win, you know, like Atlanta's going to catch, pun intended here, Atlanta's going to catch fire for hockey because it is so much fun. And it translates so terribly to TV.
Oh, it's horrible.
But it is.
Remember, they've tried everything. They've tried outlining. Remember when they put the like highlighter around the puck and all that?
Yeah, I think there was like a microchip in there or something. It was about the tail too. It was like if you hit it fast, it gets like a little,
like a video game.
Yeah, like Tron or whatever, right? So, I mean, it just doesn't correlate to television at all. Like,
and the South, we just don't love hockey.
Yeah.
But
there's so many Northerners here.
But the people who love hockey love hockey.
Oh my God, they love it. Love it.
Love hockey. So when you went to a Thrashers game, and you've got a funny anecdote to tell in a second about us going to a game together, but when you went, I mean, you had a diehard community of Thrasher fans. I mean, when you went to the game, it was like.
Absolutely.
They were diehards.
Yeah, the fact that there's a narrative out there that Atlanta didn't support the Thrashers, and part of the reason why they moved is total malarkey.
I think that's wrong.
Never in the bottom of the league of attendance. There's a whole nother podcast series, honestly, probably about Atlanta Spirit Group and how they screwed over the fans and how they relocated to Winnipeg and blah, 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 blah. But I did love going to Thrashers games. Those were super fun. I used to go with my father-in-law all the time and we would get we'd get a whole pizza and he'd keep it on his lap. So it'd keep him warm.
Keep him warm.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's
funny.
A good strategy.
Yeah. So, you know, if you want to, the story.
Yeah, tell the tale.
Oh my God. So we go. It's the two of us and our oldest daughters.
Right.
Right. So it's the four of us. And we say, hey, let's go. We're going to the game. You know, it's super awesome. And I think they got t-shirts. I mean, we're all in.
We're all in. We were on the board. I mean,
we're right down there in one of the corners. You know, just a few rows back.
Right.
Super fun. I don't remember the team they were playing. Do you remember what team?
No.
I think Rob Blake was. I think Rob Blake was on the opposing team though, because that dude had a wicked slap shot. Anyway, so we're there, and it's, you know, they got a lot of stuff going on. Like there's fire blowing out of the Thrasher's heads. They have, at the time they had a mascot guy, Thrash, I think. Like, you know, just like how the Hawks have Harry the Hawk. They have the guy that's running around the audience, you know, or the crowd. I mean, they got all sorts of things happening outside of just hockey, right? So there's a lot to take in. So our little girls, I mean, how old is, like six?
Yeah.
Seven, so somewhere in there, six-ish,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're rocking it down there. You got Zambonis in between, you know, I mean, there's all sorts of things happening, right? So the action's going on, pucks are flying, and dude, I don't know what happened. There was a crazy slap shot,
right?
Shot on goal, hits a guy right in the face.
Yeah.
Okay. And we both thought
like eye socket. Like you could hear it.
We thought that his eyeball exploded.
Yeah.
Right. So he gets boom, hit right in the face, immediately drops like a sack of potatoes, and dude, there is blood everywhere.
Everywhere.
It is gushing out of this guy's face.
Blood everywhere. Not exaggerating.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen something like that live in my life. Like, it was unbelievable. And both of us immediately just, we reach over, put the hands right over, you know, the girls' faces.
Yeah,
and we're like,
to see.
Look at that over there. Look at that over there. Yeah, and it's
you guys hungry?
Like, yeah, and it's, hey, Dad, what's going on? Like, it's time for frozen lemonades. Let's get on out of here. You know, like, where's Thrash when you need him? You know, like, and then they brought out the dancers or whatever. Do you remember that? They're like
immediately, in that little corner where the lights went off.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's right. They turned off all the lights there.
Yeah.
So, and then boink, the lights went on the other end.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here come the dancers.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. That's right. And it's everybody look over there.
They bring out the dancers and they bust into a routine you know, people are sweeping up blood. Meanwhile, over here in the darkness.
Yeah, it was insane. So, I mean, the next day I remember like, we got to look up what happened to that guy. And yeah, to your point, it was his orbital. He fractured his whole face.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and this was still, I mean, I don't know if he had a visor or went under his, I mean, it was,
I don't remember, but it was,
it was gnarly, but, but hey, it's the reason why people watch NASCAR
for
the accidents, you know? Yeah, absolutely. Hockey's incredible, man. I used to think that football players were hands down the toughest until I started going to hockey.
Wow, those guys.
Cause dude, those guys are skating backwards faster than anyone can run forwards, and they are getting smashed into walls.
They're spitting chiclets.
Oh my God.
Just like teeth are flying.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
man.
You've got a crazy Russian who wants to kill you.
Yeah, Yevgeny such and such, and that guy's coming after you. So yeah, I mean, I always just loved the Flames. You know, I just thought that brand was cool. I thought it really worked for the marketplace. You know, like if we want to keep the hockey theme going, I know we're not talking about Atlanta right now, but I would say Seattle coming in with a new team and branding that the Kraken.
Oh yeah.
Right? Is another great, what I love about the Flames is that it's unique to here because of the heat, right? Like you can't have the Kraken in Oklahoma.
Yeah, right.
You know, like you need the body of water. You need the whole, you know.
Well, Seattle's a great sports town branding wise. I mean, I remember going out to see it before flipping it back to soccer. Going out there, so a friend of mine lived out there, and going out there to see the Sounders play.
Sounders, yeah.
And I remember we went out there. He was like, "Let's catch a Sounders game." So it's great. So you go out there, and everybody meets down by the bars, and same thing. They have a walk, and here goes the march, and we're all marching, and their merch looks awesome.
Yeah,
they have it's Xbox. Like, you know.
Yeah.
And I remember that experience and just being like, "Whoa, they have done this right."
This
place
is legit.
Was packed.
Yeah, yeah. They still pack them in.
And we learned a lot from them. I mean, come to find out, we studied.
Oh yeah,
they were the. They were the blueprint, I think. Now we're the blueprint.
And we just beat them, too.
We just beat them, too.
I know. Dun,
the
dun.
Greek.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Greek.
Way to go, Yorgos. I mean, Atlanta sports. I mean,
we're not going to talk about the Falcons.
I was going to say, we haven't even really talked about the Falcons. I mean, what can you say? I think great brand in general, great logo and stuff. Like, I mean, they dressed
it's
up,
classic.
You know what I mean? Their throwbacks honestly look better than their current unis, I think, you know, the old red helmets. I mean, they
Steve Barkowski.
Yeah.
Like all the, you know, I mean,
the Falcons, I don't have any great commentary.
Unfortunately, their team and the performance and specifically one epic meltdown is kind of overshadowed.
Yeah, 28-3 well, it's just, that's unfortunately what they are right now. They got to break that.
They got to break that. They got to break that somehow. And the Braves have been great. Now,
Braves
they've had us just sort of a crazy, story. I mean, are they the Atlanta Braves anymore? Because they've moved. Because they're not in the city, yeah. And they've moved around, you know, in so many places in and out of the city that there's been a little bit of controversy around that. But a great team. I mean, you look at the Braves back in the 80s when you had, like, I think about growing up with, like, Claudel Washington and Bob Horner and Dale Murphy.
Yeah, Dale Murphy, yeah.
And all those guys.
No, the Braves are classic. No rub or no issues with the Braves. Yeah. I mean, it's not uncommon now for sports teams to not live in the epicenter. Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, you had the pitcher. Yeah, Glavin, Maddox, Smoltz, the whole, you know. But I mean, like, the New York teams play in New Jersey, you know, Niners play in Santa Clara. I mean, it's, you know, I don't hold that against the Atlanta Braves, you know.
No, and it's a great facility. It's a great park.
Phenomenal place. It's a phenomenal nice place there. So, yeah, I don't know. Drop us a note, I guess, and let us know what your favorite Atlanta sports team is or brand or whatever.
Yeah. Right now it's the, Tsunami under 15 girls volleyball team. Another big one to watch.
Yes.
Sleeper.
Yes.
Maybe a sleeper this season.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I hear they have a superstar striker. Is there a striker? What positions? I don't know what volleyball positions
she
are.
She is an outside setter.
Outside setter?
Outside setter.
Okay. All right. All right. Go outside setting.
Yep.
Hey, somebody's got to set up the big spike.
That's right.
You know?
Not tall enough to be the hitter. The broad feet are not a tall people.
Is that what it's called? The hitter? Okay. Yep. All right. I feel like it should have a better name.
I know, like Spike or something.
Yeah, Striker or something. You know what I mean? Borrow it from soccer.
That's a hitter.
You know? All right, go see.
Anyway, we digress.
Yeah.
Atlanta sports. We could talk about it for days on end.
Yeah.
Send us your thoughts, favorite teams, thoughts, brands, all that kind of good stuff. And you can find us where, Don?
On the interwebs at mocktheagency.com or at the socials, on the socials, at mocktheagency.
Nice.
And we did just reserve our Blue Sky account.
Ooh,
so
big news.
Big news. Things could be hopping over there. With their tens of followers over on that
dozens
platform.
Of followers.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be amazing. All right.
All right, fun times.
We're closing in on 100. Only 5 more episodes.
I know. I'm nervous. Something's gonna explode at 100.
It's gonna be awesome.
Confetti.
It's gonna be a 100-minute podcast. I don't know. All right, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, bye.